Where in the Bible will I find how the church was restored? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The restoration of the church came some 1,700 years after the writers of the New Testament predicted the falling away, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In this same book, Paul said it was already at work during his time. It was soon after this when many turned from God's Word and the sin of sectarianism came in. Reprobate men used false doctrines to sow discord, and the Dark Ages were ushered in. The apostate Church of Rome chained the Bible to the pulpit, and a corrupt priesthood ruled supreme. At which time, the Church of our Lord was hidden beneath the debris of dogmas, creeds, and false doctrines. The restoration took place when God-fearing, Bible-loving, gospel-believing men began preaching the same word that went forth from Jerusalem with the apostles of the Lord, crying, "No book but the Bible, no creed but the Christ, no church but His church." They preached the Bible as the apostles did. Thus the original church was restored by the simple means of planting the original seed. The Word of God is the seed of the kingdom, and if not corrupted by human doctrine, that seed will always produce after its kind. That seed produced Christians almost 2,000 years ago, and the same seed planted in good and honest hearts will produce Christians today. Those Christians were added to and became part of the church then, and obedience to His Word will do the same today. The church was not restored by human movement, but by the divine power of God working within the seed, His Word of regeneration. It could not have produced any other result, for it was the same message preached by Peter on Pentecost. There could be no hybrid result if not cross-pollinated by human theories, doctrines, dogmas, and creeds. The Bible and the Bible only makes Christians and Christians only. Why add denominational names to it? Be a Christian and a Christian only.